Well, this is a sport that, okay, I put my hand up. I don't know a lot about it. There are a handful of sports that, you know, they aren't my go-to sports, but this one definitely I know very little about it. And I will also say I don't think I will ever, ever participate in it. And there are a few reasons for that. One, I guess, is geography. The other is just my physical limitations and I guess my fear of speed. The sport I'm talking about, it's a winter sport. It's a Winter Olympics sport. It's called skeleton. Now, for those of you that don't know much about it, okay, there's a few of you. Good, good, good. Basically, you're hurtling down a very steep slope of ice on your stomach, face down, head first, at a very rapid speed. Sounds pretty dangerous. Yes, well, that's because it is. Joining us on the line now, and this fella, he's a Sydney boy. His name is Gabriel Berger. He's, I think, 28 years of age, and he wants to go as far as he can in this sport of skeleton. Gabriel, thanks for joining us on Afternoons.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's
how's it going, Chris?
It's good. It's good. Now, all of what I just said is about right, isn't it? I want to talk about how you got involved in this, because let's be honest, you grew up in Sydney, eastern suburbs. Most sort of lend themselves to either football or cricket or surfing. You've gone the other way. Firstly, mate, how on earth did you get into this sport? And then I want you to tell me a little bit more about skeleton.
I was always like drawn to like winter sports, winter Olympic games, always obsessed. I always found it like everything in the winter sports, winter Olympics is way more kind of crazy than you can imagine like the summer games are. As a kid, we skied a bit as a family. So it kind of grew an obsession, and I used to watch all the winter games, and I first saw skeleton in the 2006 Torino games, and that was the first year Australia actually had athletes representing us.
Yeah.
So I kind of saw it, and I was like, as a kid, I was like, oh, I feel like I can do that as a naive child. And so I kind of just was like, okay, yeah, let me look into this. But like, that was as a kid. So I kind of like forgot about it for a while. I was getting a bit older, and I was kind of like, hey, I still think about it. It still like lingers on my mind. So how the hell am I going to get into this, and how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
So I met through a mutual friend, one of the Australian female bobsled pilots, Ash Werner, who's also from Sydney, and she's currently training now in Europe.
Right.
And competing. And she was kind of like, I went along to one of their training sessions at the AIS place in Narrabeen.
Yeah.
Met their coach, who was an ex-Olympian for Australia, and was like, hey, how do I do this? What do I need to do? Give me the inside intel. And she basically hooked me up with the Australian Federation at the time. And I guess started training and went to their national testing event and camp. And that's how it started.
Wow. Well, so I imagine when you're at the AIS there at Narrabeen, it's where the Manly Sea Eagles train, you might have bumped into a few of the big boppers there, and they might have said, oh, what are you up to, mate? Oh, well, I'm just here, you know, just trying to get into the skeleton, you know. So you were only, I don't know, what, 11, 12, 13, the Torino Olympics, if I do my maths on your age and the 06 Winter Games. So you saw this sport, you thought, I can do that. And I guess when you look at it, I don't know, what sort of attributes does one need to be able to go ultra fast down an icy slope?
Hey, I was going to, first of all, I'm going to say all delusional things come from like crazy, naive dreams as a kid, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, for me, I don't really view it as like a daredevil sport. I kind of view it more as a perfectionist sport, because it's all about getting the perfect lines, the perfect times, consistency. And it comes down to tiny fractions of things, whether it's breathing or your head, you moved your head slightly, or like, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of, I'm a detail-oriented person, so it actually worked quite well for me, and it still is so far.
What sort of speeds are we talking at? If you are to be successful in one of these events, what sort of speeds, top speeds, are you hurtling at?
It just really depends on the tracks. The fastest track is in Whistler, where they had the 2010 games. I think the fastest a skeleton sled has ever gone was there, was about 145 k's an hour.
Jeez.
The fastest I personally have gone is about 126 k's an hour. So still have places to go, you know.
Yeah, so okay, and to explain it to our listeners again, because I'm betting many of them out there, like yours truly, don't know a whole lot about it. It's basically sort of the opposite to luge, isn't it? Luge is the one where you're on your back and your head's back and your feet first. You're on your face, head first. I think I'd probably prefer being head first because the luge with your feet first, you've really got probably, I don't know, even less control of your body.
Yeah, funnily enough, actually, I mean, I agree, definitely head first, so I can see where I'm going
Yeah,
better. But
to see what
like,
you're going to hit
luge
into.
is actually yes, hopefully nothing. But definitely say that luge is actually considered a more dangerous sport, just based on the actual sleds and how they actually get down the track. So, out of bobsled, skeleton, and luge, skeleton's the safest, I would say, just based on like physics and how your sled actually works down the track. And the main difference is kind of bobsled and skeleton are their own federation, and you kind of it's a push start, so it's a sprint start, an explosive start at the beginning. Whereas luge is, they've got little handrail kind of things and spiky gloves, and they kind of launch with their hands. So yeah,
I don't
I
mean
definitely
to,
prefer the face.
yeah, I don't mean to sort of, how do I say this? You're probably in a minority in this sport, aren't you? On the circuit through Europe, I imagine that, and the States or Canada, they would be looking at what, who's this young fella from Australia? Do you get a few strange looks, or are they all pretty welcoming, saying, come on board, do your best?
Actually, Australia has had an Olympic representative in all the games since 2006.
Well, there you
And
go.
we have a team now that's seven men and
Yeah.
two women.
Yeah.
So it's actually like a lot of people in the sport, it's kind of a small knit community. Kind of everybody knows about everybody through other sliders and athletes. So it's not actually strange. There are stranger countries that participate for sure.
I'm not trying to paint the cool running sort of picture, but okay, so there's quite a few. We've got a decent track record over there. So you call yourselves athletes or sliders. I like that. And I imagine it costs a pretty penny, doesn't it? I'm talking to Gabriel Berger, by the way. He's a Sydney fella and he wants to get to the next World Champs. He wants to get to the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. So we wish you all the best. I imagine it's quite costly and the equipment, but in terms of the, I don't know, what do you call the skeleton that you lie on? Is there a lot of difference between each competitor, or is there a real standard specifications like Formula One cars, etc.?
So yeah, the sled, we call it a sled, obviously. The sled, there's generally around like three or four manufacturers of these sleds throughout Germany, the UK and stuff. You can alter things on your sled. So actually it's kind of, a lot of it is sled preparation for
Ah,
racing
righto.
and altering how it all fits in your body and altering the rock, which is kind of how the sled actually sits on the ice with
Bit
the
like a
runners,
speedboat
depending.
and the trim or something.
Yeah, so yeah, and you polish it and you sand it and you kind of like, you have to prepare it for conditions and every day is different. So
Is that right?
it's actually a lot of finite little measuring and fixing things before you
Yeah.
actually go down for a training session or for an actual race or something.
Yeah. So a lot of prep goes into it. See, and I don't mind this. I'm quite honest about it. I didn't know much. I said that from the top. I don't know much about this. So you've already told me that there actually are quite a few Aussies on the world circuit. And you've also just told me that most of it is all about that infinite sort of preparation, attention to detail of preparing the sled, which I, again, something I didn't know about. So there you go. And you, as you
People
said,
spending hours polishing runners, like
yeah.
literally.
Well, our cricketers, they shine the ball because it's all about detail or do whatever they need to do to the ball. But I remember as a kid, my first cricket bats, I'd get that cedar oil into them and then I'd spend hours that night knocking them in, and I was only a hack cricketer. You didn't really need to have to do that, but I get it. And like surfers, yeah, they and skateboarders, they all take such good care of their equipment. So what do you want to do? What's the ideal? If I was to say to you, Gabriel, righto, in 5 years' time, what do you want to have achieved?
in this sport 5 years' time. I mean, hopefully that coincides well with like just finishing the hopefully making the Winter Games, but there's no guarantees in this sport, and it does take a good while, a few years, a few seasons to actually get the hang of it and become like a very competitive sled or slider. But hopefully, if all goes to plan, the games. And personally, I got into this sport, like I said, kind of. It's more like a self goal thing to see what level and how far you can actually push it. And my initial goal was to get into the World Cup circuit, which is the highest tier of racing. That's the same tier as like the Olympic racing and stuff. And just mentally be strong enough, because you can imagine standing at the top of the track. Sometimes you're a bit jittery, or you've had a bad run before,
Yeah, I
and
can imagine,
a
all
lot of it
right.
is,
Yeah.
yeah. No, you actually can't imagine until you get there. But a lot of it's mental prep, and you do a lot of mental preparations for runs and stuff like that to get ready. And yeah, so I think it's about overcoming the mental barrier of doing this sport. And also, it happens so quick, like transitions, and actually mistakes can happen so quick in the actual sport.
I
A
bet.
friend this morning sent me a video clip from Germany of another athlete having a pretty disastrous looking crash, and it all can happen and go downhill so quick,
Well,
which is kind
literally,
of like
yes.
everything is like, yeah, literally.
Well, I imagine there's quite a few injuries as well, mate. Good luck with it all. Hey, really nice to talk to you. It's a bit left field, but you sound like a really nice young man, and I wish you all the best. There's another fella, the North Pole at the moment. He's polishing all of his sleds as well, and hopefully he's kind to you and yours on Christmas Day.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Chris. See ya.